Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, it is a live Friday edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. That would be me. You would be you. Reboxlet, you be you. Come on in for the next 3 hours for the cavalcade of absolutely unstoppable entertainment coming to you from our studios here in downtown San Francisco, California. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening. Maybe you're listening overseas. Maybe you're listening in Asia, where it's already the weekend. What's the future look like? Let us know either way. There's a toll-free line, whereas you may participate in this show. And don't be shy, because it is toll-free.
You'll pay for my cell phone plan?
Not that part, but the rest is free. 1-800-878-PLAY. See, that's not even serendipitous. We meant that. 1-800-878-7529. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, all that stuff. But also, it is a Friday. In the first hour, we always like to catch up with our very good friend, Jan Wall. She knows everything. She's sassy. She's smart. She's funny. We love Jan, and we're going to talk to her and some fascinating guests in the world of entertainment. I've also got some more entertainment guests in the second hour. And then in the third hour, Boom Boom Mancini's going to come in for his role in his movie 645. We talked to the director a couple days ago of that movie. And Boom Boom was supposed to be on yesterday, but had a little bit of a issue. So we got him today. And that sounds good to me. If you are listening, home or abroad on the American Forces Radio Network in 177 countries, I certainly salute all of you, even the enlisted men and women who don't get saluted and do all the hard work. So we appreciate that. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We can, you can, and we can too, but listen to the show via the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. You can listen to it stream through our website, sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick at sportsbyline.com. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle on Facebook is the fan page, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back.
The Dave's single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
O'Reilly. Do you even remember the last time you changed your spark plugs? Well, then now's a good time. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Put the pep back in your car. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra.
It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network, as is Jan Wall, who joins us first hour on Fridays. How we doing, Janie?
Hey, Rick, I just flew in from L.A. Boy, am I on fire.
Well,
it was so incredible. I went down for the Motion Picture Academy Museum pre-tour. It doesn't open until September 28th, but it was amazing.
Down there by the tar pits, right?
Yes, it was amazing.
All right, we will get to that. Yeah, can you hear me, Jen?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, babe.
Oh, okay. So speaking of flying in L.A., let's bring in our first guest, and that is director of a new documentary called Whirlybird, which is available today in theaters and on demand. Whirlybird, a sprawling L.A. story, and we bring in Matt Yoka. And Matt, you know, so iconic in 1994, the Bronco going down the freeway and the helicopter shots, and we sort of take that for granted. But this is about a couple that kind of revolutionized this way of covering news, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you referred to one of their greatest hits, I guess you could say. They flew, Marika Gerard and Zoe Tur, they flew over Los Angeles for close to 20 years, covering every type of story you can imagine from the air. And a lot of that kind of culminated, I think, with the O.J. Simpson pursuit, which they claim they were the first to find him.
It's an amazing documentary. I just loved it. This is Jan Wall, and I just love your documentary. It's an important story.
Thank you,
because
Jen.
These people, yeah, it's important because these people kind of revolutionized the way news is covered. And, you know, it's dangerous work.
I think the danger was part of the factor in taking them to the skies. I think Zoe loved the thrill of flying helicopters, and I don't think anybody did it better than her. But definitely a dangerous endeavor, and not only was she flying, but she's reporting and her wife at the time is filming out of the side of the helicopter, strapped into just with a seatbelt. So, yeah, I found them to be as cutting edge as they were wild.
And the other thing is, I mean, like, I remember in the 70s, they would, the radio stations would send up a chopper to look at traffic, and then, of course, the police would shine a spotlight down on a criminal they're chasing. When did they get up the idea of, let's sort of combine these two things?
I think it just all happened pretty organically. You know, I think that in many ways, Zoe is a pioneer consciously, but I think a lot of it was just about her pushing, utilizing the tools that she had available. And when you, when you're trying to report in Los Angeles, it almost just becomes a pragmatic decision to fly a helicopter to cover a story. You know, last night I was actually going to a sneak peek preview of the movie, and just moments before, a high-speed pursuit had ran through the intersection, flipped over, and took out a traffic, took out a an electrical post. Jeez. And these things kind of continued to this day. But you know, I think back to your question about them coming up with the idea of filming a live pursuit. That really, you know, they listened to the police scanners ever since they were reporting on the ground in the early days, just going to crime scenes. I mean, they listened to scanners to find the stories. And so they were flying in the air, and they heard about cops chasing this red cabriolet down the freeway. And they flew over, found the chase, broadcasted it live, because they had just recently gotten a microwave transmitter that could shoot the live feed, and the rest is history.
I was just in a hotel in L.A. like 2 days ago where Justin Bieber was, and they had helicopters flying over the pool. I mean, what the hell? I mean, is it all about that in L.A.? Are you allowed to just intrude on people now?
I think, you know, if you... if you watch Whirlybird, you that's another thing you see Zoe pioneering, is the art of celebrity reporting. There's this great conflict they have in the elevator where Zoe's trying to get a shot of Sean Penn as he's landing at the airport. This is when he was kind of, when Sean Penn was sort of the bad boy of Hollywood. And I guess now the bad boy of Hollywood might be Justin Bieber, so it just makes sense that the story continues. But yeah, I think helicopters are so ingrained into the way in which stories are told in Los Angeles, and I think that speaks both to the design of the city, the congestion of the freeways, but also just the geography of the city. I mean, it is such a vast, diverse landscape, you know, to get around it, you know, a helicopter sometimes makes the most sense, or to get over a wall so you can film Justin Bieber suntanning by a pool. But that sounds fun. You should have called me. I would have taken a dip.
That was really nice. But, you know, I worked one time as a reporter, and only once on a helicopter story with this singer whose name was John Davidson. It was so loud. I sort of kind of had to, I mean, it's very uncomfortable, these helicopter stories. I don't know how those people make it look so easy. Very uncomfortable and loud.
You said you were flying in the helicopter.
In the helicopter. It was over Catalina. And we were doing a story looking down on John Davidson's camp for children to sing. And it was just awful. I mean, because it was loud and I was scared.
Well, Jan, and, with his fake bronzer, you can see John Davidson from space, I think.
But, I mean, it's such a great story. It's such an important story. I just love that you got it on film and you got such great cinematography. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the question I wanted to jump in, because that video is old and grainy. Did you have to restore it?
I think this is the film wouldn't have been made without the blessings of Zoe and Marika, as sort of difficult of a story as it was to tell. They really kind of gave me carte blanche to use their archive. And the vast majority of the footage that you see in the film is their archive. It's about 90, you know, of the archive in the film, 90% must be theirs, if not more. And When I came onto the project, the archive had literally been sitting in a storage unit, in a public storage unit, just kind of slowly decaying. And I think they, you know, it was such a big endeavor to digitize it. They were really only able to do it tape by tape whenever they got a request, like, you know, oh, John DeLorean, we're doing a story on John DeLorean. Can you go dig up a John DeLorean tape? Okay, they go back in there. So for me, I was able to bring my project to their archive and digitize the entire thing, which is about 3,000 tapes. And so the digitizing process was pretty straightforward, and the quality was for some of them, I think, is great. That beta cam, that was a cutting edge camera at the time. Yeah. And I really think the quality, when the light is right, I just think that's beautiful. But I also sort of embraced a lot of the imperfections, the glitches. I kind of wanted to take you almost as though you were living in these videotapes. So I didn't want to clean it up too much, but the digitization process was then followed by, I think that what really helped it was just color correcting it. And Luke Cahill actually colored it, and he did an amazing job kind of finding as much color as some of that stuff as possible.
Well, the film is from Greenwich Entertainment. It's called Whirly Bird, A Sprawling L.A. Story. It is available today in theaters and video on demand. It's a very interesting documentary from our guest, Matt Yoka. Congratulations, Matt.
Congratulations, Matt. It's very important storytelling.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on the show.
All right. Great stuff. We'll take a quick break. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall will come back with more entertainment. Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome a couple of Broadway veterans. We have Ethan Slater and Nick Blamire. They're here to talk about a concept album called Edge of the World. There's going to be a virtual release and listening party that's going to be coming up here at 1 p.m. Pacific. So let's start off with you, Ethan. You're cutting it kind of close here, right?
Hey there, yeah. Oh, yeah. We like to do things right down to the wire.
And so this is Jan Wall. I am a total musical buff, total. I mean, I wake up, you know, things look swell, things look great. You know, I'm nuts. So talk about this from a musical fan point of view, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am also somebody who wakes up with musicals ready to go. you know, Nick and I, you know, we both love musical theater. We both love sort of, you know, the storytelling that musicals afford. But we also love, you know, other genres of music. And for me personally, I, like, really grew up on Paul Simon and Crosby, Stills and Nash,
mm-hmm.
and like that
mm-hmm.
sort of like, you know, folk storytelling vibe
mm-hmm.
with you know, a pop rock core to it. And so we wanted to put together an album that worked as, you know, an album, just a concept album that you could listen to and get the story. But it also is, you know, part of a stage show. So it's sort of, we're like, in terms of the music itself, we're sort of bridging those gaps and leaning
mm-hmm.
a little bit more toward it, into that, you know, album feel that,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, the reason why we put on Fleetwood Mac. But we also have that story to it, which is really mm-hmm. important to us.
Would you
agree?
I would
agree.
Well, let's talk to you, Nick, because you know, when I think about a concept album, that is that can mean many things. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think we were definitely along with you know, Paul Simon and Fleetwood Mac and Crosby, Stills and Nash. We are also really influenced by concept albums like Jesus Christ Superstar and Tommy. By The Who, you know,
wow.
which they do this really interesting thing where, you know, it's, I think musical theater can often be quite literal in terms of telling you exactly what's going on. And I think Ethan said it well, that we're trying to kind of bridge this gap where something like Tommy is so, you know, evocative of, like, you kind of imagine what is taking place while this song is going on, and
mm-hmm,
it gives you a
mm-hmm.
little bit of space to do that imagining. And with this particular show, it's about Alaska. It's about traveling to isolated Alaska and living off the land. So the album is really environmental and sort of puts you in a place to kind of leave your circumstances for a second and imagine yourself out in a totally different world.
And what part of Alaska? I'm an Alaska freak also. What part of Alaska are you talking about?
So we set the show right outside of Prudhoe Bay, which is a really small town in the northeastern part of Alaska. And wow. It's Prudhoe has a population of 600, and that's sort of the epicenter of the area. And what this show is really about is this this research scientist who takes his son out of society to live and research in this preserve out there where nobody else lives. And what we start finding out is sort of why the scientist did that, what he was leaving behind. And, you know, I think we all have questions about, you know, how society is affecting us, and sort of our choice to live in it is made for us by being born. And so the idea of, especially, you know, in this moment that we've all been living through, just sort of what would it be like to escape? That was something that, you know, we all, Ethan and I, we wrote this show before the pandemic, but during the pandemic, it started getting really interesting, you know, to recontextualize these songs about survival through a different lens.
And by the way, we're speaking with Ethan Slater and Nick Blamire. Edge of the World is the album out today. By the way, BroadwayRecords.com. You can view it at YouTube.com/BroadwayRecords. Ethan, just as an aside, I'm a huge SpongeBob fan. So when you did the musical, what was that like in your collaborations with the people there?
Yeah, for sure. I was just going to say, you know, we're talking a lot about, like, the concept album and drifting away in some ways from musical theater, but, like, you know, Nick and I actually met working on SpongeBob. We met doing, you know, the development and of it early on, and then we performed it together at Chicago. And doing SpongeBob was just, like, the best thing ever. It was so much fun and so, like, challenging in every possible way. I just loved it. And, you know, being able to play a character who is such a huge part of, like, the sense of humor of my generation was, like, an honor and terrifying.
This is, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned Tommy. And when I was in high school, you know, Tommy was the biggest thing that happened, you know, the Who's
Totally.
Tommy. And does your generation, are they hip to how important and wonderful this is?
You know,
Do they know about it?
I fear that it doesn't have the same place in our in our lexicon as it should. I think the show has they've talked about reviving it a bunch of times, and I hope that they do, because that always tends to help. But I think in a lot of ways, Hamilton owes a lot of debt to Tommy as well.
I think you're right.
In this sort of listen through of it all. So I think for, you know, for the rock fans out there, they certainly know it, and the musical theater fans, you know, the true blue ones, they know it. But I think what we're trying to do is sort of point a light back at this idea of you know, albums that you can listen to and lose yourself in, and then realize, like, oh, I'm following a story, and I wasn't even, you know, I wasn't force-fed that story. It was just sort of, you know, gliding through my ears as I was listening to the songs.
So, Nick, when you're in... go ahead, Ethan.
Oh, I was just going to say, and then, you know, there's that amazing moment when you've been, like, sitting on your floor in front of the record player listening to Tommy, and then you finally get to see it on stage. And, you know, the story, but you see it in a whole new way, and that's something that's pretty exciting for us. It's just adding to...
Oh, I can't wait to see what you have. Plus, I love Alaska. I mean, how cool is Alaska?
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
So, just one more question for you guys. I'll ask you, Nick. You know, whenever there are, you know, two generals, you might disagree on the plan of attack. So were there songs that one of you was fighting for and the other one's like, nah, that's not going in?
Yeah, we're actually not speaking. We'll speak to you guys, but not to each other. We've had an amazing collaboration. This show was Ethan's idea, and he was really generous to sort of bring me into it. And I feel like what's really been lovely about working with Ethan is that we have very different skills, and we're able to sort of complement each other and finish each other's sentences in a way. Ethan is an amazing guitarist and musician, and I play guitar and play piano as well, but I come to it from a different realm of more of a structural realm of trying to figure out, like, how do we say this as economically as possible? How do we, you know, avoid the traps and sentimentality of things that have been done before? And I think what has been so exciting about this is that every time I throw a challenge at Ethan, he sends me something back that far exceeds my expectations. And I think the album has just, you know, like good collaboration, like you two do on the air every day, right? You get better because you find somebody who pushes you, and I think we were able to do that for each other.
All right, but very well said.
We can't stand it.
I like Jan, and she hates me. All right, well, you don't have to wait long for this because it's coming up at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, the listening party for Edge of the World, a concept album by our guests, Ethan Slater and Nick Blamire. It's going to be on youtube.com/Broadway Records, and of course you can pick up the album after at BroadwayRecords.com. Gentlemen, congratulations on everything.
Congratulations. It's very exciting.
Oh, appreciate
it. Thank you so much, and thanks for speaking with us.
Sure, no doubt about it. And by the way, Jim, before we go to the break, I'm going to have to get the lowdown at the end of this hour on your little trip, because I was down there at the L.A. Museum in the Tar Pits when they were building that big orb. And
I went to that big orb.
Yeah, it's ready to go, huh?
Well, not till September 28th.
But they brought in the ringers and the big shots for a looky-loo.
Yeah, very few of us. I mean, I'm amazed that I got in. Amazed.
All right, we got a little Tommy on the way out. Come on back, everybody.
Oh, I love Tommy.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Oh, come now, don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
All right. What's that all about? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you and Jan Wall, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome filmmaker David Gutnick to the show. He has directed a well-received film called Materna. It's going to be available on the 10th, just a few days, video on demand. And this was a winner at Tribeca. David, welcome to the show. Not only did you direct this, of course, you wrote it as well. What's it like when you have a film that's really your baby like this?
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me, and appreciate your kind words. I co-wrote it with two other people, two of the lead actresses. So it's a bit of a shared baby, co-parented. But it's definitely a special feeling. And also, we're actually playing in theaters in New York, select theaters in New York and L.A. This week, opening today. On demand on Tuesday.
This is Jan Wall. I'm a film critic. Winning at Tribeca is pretty amazing. Could you explain a little bit about the story?
Sure. The film follows four characters, four women on a train, strangers on a train.
Yeah, my favorite Hitchcock. Yes, go ahead.
yeah, and there's an incident on the train that we keep kind of coming back to. So every time we come back to the incident, we see it from a different character's perspective and then follow her story, or the events and their lives leading to them ending up on this train together.
So
we kind of meet them at sort of inflection points in their lives, like moments of change and going through these sort of relationship dramas. And by the time they get to the train, they've sort of found some sliver of breakthrough and resolution, and they find themselves in the train in this really kind of harrowing, life, sort of high stakes, situation.
Some of the reviews I was looking at, no matter what critics said, they all agreed that they said that the performances were spellbinding. So what's that like when you have kind of a tour de force of this a quartet of talent?
Well, it's a gift and a privilege. I'm a lover of actors. My sister, older sister, was an actress from the time I can remember, and I she was my hero, and I wanted to be cool like my sister, which is why I am in film. And so that was one of the great treats of this project, co-writing the film with two of the lead actresses. It's why I do it. It's why I'm here. So it's I feel very blessed to have worked with these brilliant, beautiful actresses and actors.
So each
the supporting Rory Culkin, Michael Chernus, Sturgill Simpson, everyone in the film is just brilliant, and I'm really excited for other people to see that if they don't already know it, which many people do.
Each woman has her own uniqueness. Right. Each is different. And I kind of love that, you know? You know, mm-hmm. I think of someone, you know, as different as Betty Davis and Meryl Streep and Charlize Theron and, you know, Angelina Jolie. And you know, it's just wonderful to think of how different these women are.
Yeah, I agree. That was one of the things that drew me to this project and to this idea. You know, seeing these very different characters and finding, you know, from different walks, different worlds, and finding the commonalities, the lived in truths, and that we all share, no matter how different we are. And so that was, yeah, that was one of the treats of the process.
Speaking with David Gutnick, mm-hmm. director of Materna, these four women, they're isolated in different ways. They're not happy characters, are they?
Well, you know, look, I think that yes, I mean, they're all going through through real challenges in their lives. But you know, I think we all dress up nice, you know, like if we were wearing X-ray specs, you know, to see through that and see what's going on in our hearts and what it's like when no one's, you know, when no one's looking, when we're not posting, you know, our best lives on our socials, you'd see that most people are struggling on a day-to-day basis, like how to get through it, how to get through the day, how to live. So in that sense, yeah, there's some unhappiness there. But it's just life, you know? Life's no duck walk.
You mentioned Strangers on a Train, which is my favorite Hitchcock film. I mean, there's a lot of great Hitchcock, but that has to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Did that illuminate your work?
Yeah, all of his films illuminate my work. I'm a big fan of all of them. Notorious is my personal favorite. I don't know if you've seen the film, but Hitchcock's ideas about you know, MacGuffins kind of informed.
Explain to people what the MacGuffin is. I love that.
A MacGuffin is the thing that's sort of the pretext for the emotional and psychological journey of the film. It's like it's the thing that all the characters are
after,
or the money, or the whatever.
The wine,
on a surface level, what the plot driving towards. But if a magician is doing a magic trick, it's the hand he or she is showing you, but the hand behind is the reveal is what the thing is really about. What you're taking.
I love Hitchcock's MacGuffin. If you're at a dinner party, you can drop that. People love that. Mm-hmm.
Although Hitchcock said that he doesn't like slice of life; he likes slice of cake.
Wow, I love that.
This is maybe a little more slice of life, but I think there's some cake in there too.
Yeah, I was looking through the. I was watching the trailers, looking through the cast, and you've got Michael Chernus. There's a Rory Culkin sighting there. It's very strong up and down.
And the great artist and country singer, not just country, Sturgill Simpson, won a couple of Grammys, and he's people are about to find out what a great actor he is. Scorsese cast him in his new film, so Sturgill's out in Oklahoma. Scorsese for a couple months right now, so we got real lucky that to work with him.
What's it like when you're writing with the actual actresses as well? Because that gives them a lot of freedom for what their characters are going to be doing.
I'm sorry.
When you're writing the script with the people who are going to perform those parts, it must be very liberating because they don't have to argue with the writer about what their character is going to say.
Right, exactly, yeah, and one of the other sort of added bonuses there is,
you have all this time to build trust and to build an understanding. So a lot of the legwork of just being able to have a shorthand on set is already done. So it really helped helped us get the kind of work we got up on the screen. So
except when they say, "Wait, that's my close up. What, I want a close up there." Right? They could start fighting.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of the movies in close up, so no one needed to ask for more because there was
right.
so much of it. But you know, which was a part of the overall, you know, we really wanted to be up close and personal and see what happens.
Great.
All right. Well,
exciting.
Yeah, and it's available from 10 to the 6 pictures, and it's going to be in theaters today, and it's going to be streaming on the 10th. We've been speaking with David Gutnick, the award-winning film Materna, and already very well received on the tomato meter and everything else. So, David, congratulations on the film.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you giving us the time and space to share and raise awareness for the film.
Congratulations, David. It's really wonderful you were able to do this.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
All right, there he is, David Gutnick. And the thing is, too, Jan, when I think about the New York subway, it's the thing I love about it is like the same thing in London, is if you miss a train, mm-hmm. there's another one in 2 minutes. It's not like BART where you got to wait 15 minutes for mm-hmm. the next train.
My mother used to say that about men, you know, there'll always be another one.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Don't get hung up.
No, there's no, yeah, getting a third dime a dozen, there's no doubt. but I was thinking about the other thing about the subway is that in New York is that, you know, at 1 a.m. it feels safe because there's a million people on it. But yet, mm-hmm. like, but then it can get really, really creepy because in some parts, you know, it runs all night. And I know in New York, the MTA, as it's called, they like to say MTA. Instead of the mm-hmm. Metropolitan Transport Authority, it's actually money thrown away.
Wow, good, like that. Yeah.
So, did you ever have a moment on a train, Jan?
Oh God, yes. Oh my God, there are so many good moments on trains and movies. Are you kidding me? The best being Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint, right? North by Northwest.
Yeah.
Where they do it in the nasty in the compartment of the train. Oh, man, are you kidding me? You know, and there's a whole thing about trains and going through tunnels. It's like the sexiest thing ever.
When I was 18, 19, 20, I went to Europe with a Eurail pass and just rode everywhere the whole summer.
Mm-hmm. I've done it, too. I love the Italian trains and the German trains. I mean, everything is just
well, yeah, the Deutsche,
not so much.
The Deutsches Bundesbahn, the trains leave the millisecond the clock hits.
Right,
the FS
right.
trains in Italy, they might be an hour late, and they go, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
Well, growing up in L.A., I got to go in Union Station, and we would go 2 nights and 3 days to Chicago on the old-fashioned train when I was a little girl. And it was very elegant with wonderful, you know, white tablecloth dining and these wonderful cars you could see all around. And, oh, geez, the train travel used to be amazing.
Very
but
cool.
It's not so much now.
All right, when we come back, and what we want to hear more about your trip down to Hollywood.
Fantastic.
And we'll
Fantastic.
Do that next on Sports Byline. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that then.
Couple minutes left with Jan Wall. Jan, just back from Hollywood. What's going on?
Honey, I really had a classic Hollywood trip. I went to Musso and Frank's, which is, you've seen the wonderful Kaminsky Method on Netflix. It's in there a lot. It's the oldest restaurant in Hollywood. So I went there. I went to Larry Edmonds' bookstore, famous Hollywood bookstore, classic Hollywood scripts, posters, lobby cards. I mean, amazing. And then, I went. The main reason I went was to go and see how they're doing with the Academy, the people who give out the Oscars, the Academy of Motion Pictures Museum, which will be a go-to destination for the entire world in Los Angeles. I am a museum girl. So far, my favorite museum I've ever seen, and I've been to them all over the world, from Egypt to Buenos Aires, and my favorite museum I've ever seen is the African American Museum in Washington, D.C. But I'm telling you, this museum is so great, it's so world-class, it's the history and the current days of Hollywood and film. And it's international, it's national, it's Steven Spielberg, Barbara Streisand, everything you could think of, and it's gorgeous.
And we got 10 seconds. What was your favorite part?
The sled. I got to see Rosebud, the sled.
Ooh, Rosebud.
And there was only three. That's right. There was only three. Two of them burned. One of them survived.
There she is. Jan Wall, thanks as always, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, honey. Bye.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.